Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The rare legal strategy known as the leapfrog. Trump up big, dereliction of duty. And Harry Potter goes for big money. It's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Jack Smith is the prosecutor against Trump for the January 6th indictment. Trump asked a lower court for immunity against these charges, and the judge ruled against Trump in favor of Jack Smith. Well, Trump asked for an appeal, which would go to the Federal Court of Appeals, but that could take months. Jack Smith, the prosecutor, just asked the Supreme Court to make a final ruling on this so that the federal government can keep their schedule of starting the trial in March before the election. It is remains to be seen yet if this has ever happened before, if a prosecutor has ever asked the Supreme Court to review an issue that they won in a lower court. So he is leapfrogging, is the word you'll keep hearing. He's leapfrogging the appeals court to hurry this thing up. Meanwhile, Iowa is just 5 weeks away, the Iowa caucus. Trump is now at 51% support among Republicans. DeSantis at 19%. Nikki Haley at 16, Vivek at 5, and Chris Christie at 4. So Trump's up by 32 points. Be prepared for Iowa. That's going to be the official beginning of phase one of the campaign attacks against Trump. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then in July, after the convention, those attacks are going to be turned against you. How could you vote for this monster? And then after the election, you really prepare for heads to explode when he wins. The U.S. Air Force found that the Massachusetts National Guardsman acted alone when he leaked classified Pentagon documents on an online website called Discord. But the inspector general also found that there were factors that enabled this guardsman to leak these documents, and 15 personnel are being disciplined for dereliction of duty. A first edition Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, printed in the year 1997, found in a bargain bucket in a bookstore in the Scottish Highlands. The person bought it for $12 and sold it at auction for $70,000. Now, how can a book that's was only printed in 1997, it's not that old, how can it be worth so much? Well, the first run of hardbacks, there were only 500 printed. The publishers changed the title to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in America and went on to sell 120 million copies. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, so now the House of Representatives is launching an investigation targeting colleges that do not protect students from harm. This is because of the pitiful testimony by the presidents of Penn, MIT, and Harvard about anti-Semitism on their campuses. Instead of being outraged that Jewish students have to endure threats and diminishment, the three female presidents try to tamp down dangerous rhetoric by hiding behind the First Amendment. The revealing exposition reminded me of the Duke rape case in 2006, when a group of college lacrosse players were accused of abusing a black female. You'll remember due process was crushed as left-wing zealots convicted the student-athletes almost immediately, demanding a crackdown on male behavior everywhere. Of course, when it was demonstrated that the charges were false, few apologies were forthcoming. Many on the left were deeply disappointed the Duke students were not guilty. With the current anti-Semitism situation visible to all, it is amazing that the three college presidents played it down. Had the anti-Semitism come from neo-Nazis, they certainly would not have. But the villains here are fanatical progressives, and that makes all the difference to the college leadership, at least at these three schools. You don't disown your own. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Fred Potschmidt, Cincinnati, Ohio. Bill, thanks for the extra excellent summary on corruption in government and media regarding the Bidens. However, I believe you missed a key point. Charges against Hunter are missing FARA violations. Why? How do I know why? That's registering as a foreign agent. I'm sure he's guilty of it, but I don't know why. They don't tell me this stuff, Fred. Greg Pilcher, Silverton, Oregon. I thought the IRS fraud had no statute of limitations. See, that's why I addressed it. See, this is all over the internet. No, Greg, civil, no statute. Criminal, 6 years. Thomas, wake me up when something actually happens in the punishment category for the Biden clan. You know, that's our corrupt government. Daryl, concierge member, we'll get to that in a moment. Yet in spite of it all, folks will still vote Democrat to keep their own form of grifting going. That's corrupt too. I wouldn't go that far. Poor people need entitlements. Democrats give them more money. They're going to vote Democrat. I understand. Nathan Hampton, Astoria, Oregon, another Oregon. Astoria, nice town, up right on the coast, northern end of the state. Bill, thankful that Holly the Terror Dog is all right. What were her initial symptoms? You know, Holly, I'm not going to get into what that was, but keep an eye on your pet. If the pet's personality changes, energy level changes, that's when, and then you got to have a good vet. I had two, but I found a great one to save Holly's life. In a moment. Something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago today, millions of Americans flocked to see a movie described by the New York Times as the most important cultural event of the decade. The plot featured an Italian-American dancer and his gang in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Here is the story of Saturday Night Fever. On June 7th, 1976, New York Magazine published an article titled "The Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night." The story claimed to be true, but it was actually a work of fiction. Well, the rights were soon sold to Paramount Pictures. 7 months later, Saturday Night Fever, starring 23-year-old John Travolta, hit the screen and disco fever swept over the USA. With a $3 million budget, the film went on to make $250 million. For the next 6 years, disco mania dominated pop culture. Following the premiere of Saturday Night Fever, the genre generated $10 billion. Popular acts included Kool and the Gang, Donna Summer, the Bee Gees. The biggest dance craze in American history died out because of two factors, crack cocaine and AIDS. Beginning in the early 1980s, drug violence kept dancing people away from the inner cities. Discos began disappearing in New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles. At the same time, police departments began closing nightclubs to slow the spread of a new virus affecting the gay community, HIV. By 1990, the music business had moved on to another genre, rap. And here's something else you might not know. While disco may be gone in America, it lives on overseas. It remains a popular dance craze in Sweden, Denmark, and many parts of Asia. There's even a disco in North Korea. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.